The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, sports briefs. Oh boy, where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? They keep everything in place, even during intense jumping jacks. These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, where did that rabbit come from? So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. 5 stars, Nicolicious. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5-Star Theater. There are endless gifts that can make the male friend in your life feel supported and heroic. Gifts that make them feel like they can conquer jumping jacks and perform impromptu magic tricks. And they're all on Amazon. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
They never found Anna Walsh's body. Nearly 3 years later, that is still completely true. But just the other day, a Massachusetts courtroom heard the next closest thing. Forensic testimony placing her DNA on a piece of human tissue pulled from a dumpster outside her mother-in-law's apartment.
Brian's mom. You know, the one that allegedly was looking at getting the PI involved.
Hey, Mom, let me go dump out this old tuna casserole that's in the fridge. Eat a couple of the crispy onion strings on top. All right. Oh, hang on. I got to dump some of Anna's tissue out here, too. Weird family. Weird family. That tissue, along with blood-soaked tools and household items, now forms the backbone of the prosecution's case against her husband, Brian Walsh, who is fighting that first-degree murder charge while already having admitted that the jury doesn't know this yet, that he dismembered his wife and misled police about her disappearance. Day 7 of the trial was about science, cold, statistical, unforgiving science, and the numbers the jury heard are the kind that don't leave much room for interpretation. Forensic scientist Saman Saleem from the Massachusetts State Police Crime Lab walked jurors through DNA analysis on item after item recovered from trash bags near Brian Walsh's mother's Swampscott apartment complex, a blood-stained white towel, and his DNA. A hacksaw blade with blood on it, and his DNA. The handle of that same hacksaw, and his DNA. A hatchet head, and his DNA. The hatchet handle, and his DNA. A clump of hair found in the garbage, and his DNA. A bloodstained piece of carpet, and his DNA. And then the one that lands hardest, a piece of unknown human tissue recovered from that same dumpster search. Anna Walsh was a statistical match. Saleem used the kind of probability language that tends to make jurors sit up straighter. The DNA was recovered from certain items, she testified, was at least 30 nonillion times more likely to have originated from Anna Walsh than from some unknown, unrelated person. For those keeping track, a nonillion has 30 zeros after it. There's not that many people here on this planet, so it's no one else's but Anna's. That's not a maybe. That's not a probability. That's a survey says that's Anna's DNA. That's the closest forensic science gets to certainty. And it wasn't just Anna's DNA on those items. Several pieces of evidence showed genetic material from both Anna and, surprise, survey says Brian Walsh, ding, he's on there too. The interior of a pair of dark gray slippers, it appeared bloodstained with hair still attached, the sleeve cut off a Tyvek suit. The interior of that same suit, one item showed Brian's DNA alone, a piece of gauze with a red-brown stain. The guy couldn't even keep the Tyvek suit clean, basically. The suit supposedly protecting him from the material. It's on the inside of it. Good job, Brian. Prosecutors had earlier shown the jury a photograph of Brian Walsh with a visible cut on his thumb. Draw your own conclusions there. Here's what makes his testimony so devastating for the defense. Brian Walsh has already admitted, outside the jury's knowledge, that he disposed of his wife's body. His attorney, Larry Tipton, told the jury during opening statements that Brian found Anna inexplicably dead in their bed in the early hours of New Year's Day on 2023, and then he panicked. The defense wants the jury to believe Anna died suddenly, naturally, unexpectedly. They've promised medical testimony about sudden unexplained deaths, but sudden unexplained deaths don't typically involve hacksaws. They don't involve hatchets and don't involve pieces of human tissue ending up in dumpsters miles from home. And they certainly don't involve the kinds of forensic cleanup operation that prosecutors say Brian Walsh undertook in the hours and days after his wife's death. Because that's the other thread running through this trial. The shopping. The relentless, methodical, cash-funded shopping. The jury has already seen surveillance footage from January 1st of 2023, the day Anna supposedly left for Washington, D.C. for a work emergency. That afternoon, cameras captured Brian Walsh stopping at a Walgreens in Cohasset, visiting a dumpster behind a liquor store in Swampscott, then spending more than $400 at a Lowe's in Danvers on cleaning supplies, a mop, buckets, cleaner, rags, a hacksaw, a hatchet. He paid cash. Then he hit a CVS and bought 5 bottles of hydrogen peroxide. Then a Stop and Shop for ammonia. Tuesday brought new footage. Home Goods. Norwell, January 2nd. Brian Walsh walks in at 9:43 in the morning and walks out with 3 rolled up rugs and multiple scented candles. Total $245.35. Damn, they got good buys there, don't they? You can walk out with 3 rugs and a bunch of scented candles to hide the corpse of your wife. Only $245.35. I tell you, that's a steal. 2 days later, January 4th, he's back at the same Home Goods buying towels and bath mats. Later that day, he's at a Lowe's in Weymouth with one of his young sons purchasing a trash bin, a squeegee, and assorted home items. Can you imagine what these kids are going to look back on when they think back to these moments with dad? Because they, hopefully, I'm assuming they didn't know mom was, you know. Again, remember those days, going to Home Depot and Home Goods. Damn, dad got a good deal on those rugs and those candles. Well, those would be scents that those children will probably have physical reactions to going forward. The smell of vanilla lavender. What is that smell? It smells like my mom's corpse. Those poor kids. I'm not trying to make light, but holy shit. That's the type of stuff that will stick with you. That is a trauma that will stick with them without a doubt. And those the trauma they didn't even realize they were experiencing at the time. But when they smell that again, whatever the hell scent of candles that Brian Walsh picked out. The rug detail matters. Last week, the jury saw a photograph of Anna Walsh taken before her death, lying on a rug in the family's living room. That rug appears similar to the blood-stained carpet pieces recovered from the Swampscott dumpster. When police searched the Walsh home on January 8, 2023, a different rug sat in that same spot. The landlord testified it was the only rug in the partially furnished rental house. So what happened to the original? Prosecutors are suggesting Brian Walsh swapped it out, bought replacements, tried to make everything look normal. And here's a detail that feels almost too cold to process. Brian Walsh paid for those home goods purchases using store credit from his wife's previous returns. Well, Mr. Walsh, looks like you got some credit here. Looks like Anna returned a bunch of lingerie that she was going to be using with you. I'm making that part up. Decided you weren't worth it anymore. You can use it on rugs and candles to hide her corpse. Thanks for shopping at Home Goods. So he used Anna's money, essentially funding the cover-up of her own death. The defense, for their part, spent cross-examination trying to create reasonable doubt around the forensic evidence. Larry Tipton questioned forensic scientist Matthew Sheehan about the blood screening test conducted at the Walsh home. No blood spatter anywhere in the house, Tipton emphasized. Not the kind you'd expect from a stabbing or violent attack. Blood was detected in the basement, but nowhere else. The kitchen knife that tested positive for blood never underwent confirmation testing. The greasy, oily substance found on the hatchet, never further analyzed. Tipton also pushed hard on the possibility of cross-contamination. Items thrown in the same trash bags, compacted together at the trash station. DNA can move around, he suggested. Contact between objects can transfer genetic material. Saman Salim acknowledged on cross-examination that DNA testing cannot determine when or how biological material was deposited on an object. It can tell you whose DNA is there. It cannot tell you the circumstances that put it there. Nor do I think it really matters. But you get one dumbass juror in that pool. You got a chance. So you got to throw shit out there. See if it sticks, even though to the rest of the world, you're like, yeah, that doesn't make a damn bit of difference. Why on earth would Anna's blood and DNA be all over this inside of this bag? Well, it's not on this one item. And your point is, they didn't test that one. They tested everything else and it's there. Well, yeah, you just need a moron. You just need one moron. That's the narrow line the defense is trying to drive through. Yes, Anna's DNA is on these items. Yes, Brian admits he disposed of her body, but that doesn't mean he killed her. Maybe you found her dead in panic. Maybe the dismemberment came after a natural death, a desperate man making desperate choices because he thought no one would believe him. Which, again, makes no sense. It's a hard sell. Prosecutors know it. On redirect, they had Sheehan explain how cleaning products can destroy blood evidence. Virtually any cleaning product, bleach, alcohol, ammonia, even water can dilute samples to an extensive amount, he testified. Hydrogen peroxide specifically interferes with the tests used to detect blood. This matters because Brian Walsh bought 5 bottles of hydrogen peroxide on January 1st. He bought ammonia the same day. He bought hundreds of dollars worth of cleaning supplies. If you're wondering why blood was found in the basement but nowhere else, prosecutors are offering an explanation: because someone cleaned everywhere else. Or maybe he just didn't cut her up anywhere else. Maybe he just took the body from the bed and took it down to the basement. There you go. That's explained. Jury also learned about the chain of custody for the DNA comparison samples. A stipulation read by Judge Diane explained that the FBI collected DNA samples from both Brian and Anna Walsh back on May 9th of 2018, connected to Brian's federal art fraud case, which he pled guilty to in 2021. Those samples sat in FBI evidence storage all the way till January 10th of 2023. That's when a special agent retrieved them and delivered them directly to the Massachusetts State Police Crime Lab. The chain was unbroken. The samples were never out of FBI custody until they were submitted for testing. Look ahead to Wednesday. The jury is expected to hear from Jem Matulu, Anna Walsh's former boss and a close family friend. Matulu was at the Walsh home on New Year's Eve, arriving around 8, leaving around 1:30. A.M. after ringing in the new year. He's the last known person other than Brian to have seen Anna alive. In previous statements to investigators, Matulu said the couple seemed happy that night. He's also the person who connected Anna to William Fasto, the Washington, D.C. real estate broker with whom she was having a romantic affair, a relationship prosecutors say Brian knew about and resented. The court is starting late on Wednesday because attorneys need to conduct a voir dire of Matulu before he takes the stand in front of the jury. And there's another development worth noting. The judge indicated that the prosecution may rest its case like now. If that happens, the defense will begin presenting their side. They've promised testimony about sudden unexplained deaths, a medical explanation for how Anna might have died without any violence. They'll need it because right now the evidence looks less like a panicked husband and more like a calculated cover-up. A few final things the jury doesn't know because the judge has kept them from them. Brian Walsh pled guilty on November 18th, just before jury selection began, to 2 charges: misleading police and improperly removing or concealing a human body. That guilty plea is an admission that Anna is dead, that he disposed of her remains, that he lied to investigators. According to CNN, the jury isn't aware of that yet. They're hearing about the case fresh without that context that Brian has already admitted to everything except the killing itself. The judge may change that. He faces life in prison without the possibility of parole if convicted of first-degree murder. His defense is asking 12 people to believe that a man who dismembered his wife's body, scattered her remains across multiple dumpsters, bought hacksaws and hatchets and hydrogen peroxide, replaced the rug in his living room and lied to police for days, that man, he's not a murderer. Just a grieving husband who made catastrophically bad decisions after finding his wife unexpectedly dead. The DNA doesn't lie, but it also doesn't tell the whole story. What it tells is this: pieces of Anna Walsh ended up in trash bags near her mother-in-law's apartment. Her blood was on tools designed for cutting. Her genetic material was recovered from a Tyvek suit, from slippers, from towels and carpet fragments. The only question left for the jury is how she got there. The prosecution says Brian Walsh killed her. The defense says he only disposed of her. You know, like you do. You just show up and your wife's dead and, we better put her in the trash. Yeah. This case has so many questions to it. So many questions. 3 years without a body, but maybe finally something close to an answer will be coming our way. Your thoughts in the comment section. We would love to hear them. YouTube is where you can make those comments, those thoughts known. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi to find us there. And if you don't mind, if you're on Apple Podcasts right now listening to us, please leave us a review on our podcast channel there. We would greatly appreciate that. Take 3 seconds. Helps us out tremendously. I thank you very much in advance if you leave us a review there. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, Sports Briefs. Oh boy, where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? They keep everything in place, even during intense jumping jacks. These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, where did that rabbit come from? So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. 5 stars. Nicolicious. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5-Star Theater. There are endless gifts that can make the male friend in your life feel supported and heroic. Gifts that make them feel like they can conquer jumping jacks and perform impromptu magic tricks. And they're all on Amazon. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, Sports Briefs. Oh boy, where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? They keep everything in place, even during intense jumping jacks. These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, where did that rabbit come from? So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. 5 stars, Nicolicious. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5-Star Theater. There are endless gifts that can make the male friend in your life feel supported and heroic. Gifts that make them feel like they can conquer jumping jacks and perform impromptu magic tricks. And they're all on Amazon. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Amazon Five Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, Sports Briefs. Oh boy, where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? They keep everything in place, even during intense jumping jacks. These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, where did that rabbit come from? So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. 5 stars, Nicolicious. Thank you for listening to Amazon Five Star Theater. There are endless gifts that can make the male friend in your life feel supported and heroic. Gifts that make them feel like they can conquer jumping jacks and perform impromptu magic tricks. And they're all on Amazon. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Amazon Five Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, Sports Briefs. Oh boy, where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? They keep everything in place, even during intense jumping jacks. These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, where did that rabbit come from? So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. 5 stars, Nicolicious. Thank you for listening to Amazon Five Star Theater. There are endless gifts that can make the male friend in your life feel supported and heroic. Gifts that make them feel like they can conquer jumping jacks and perform impromptu magic tricks. And they're all on Amazon. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Amazon Five Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, Sports Briefs. Oh boy, where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? They keep everything in place, even during intense jumping jacks. These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, where did that rabbit come from? So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. 5 stars, Nicolicious. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5-Star Theater. There are endless gifts that can make the male friend in your life feel supported and heroic. Gifts that make them feel like they can conquer jumping jacks and perform impromptu magic tricks. And they're all on Amazon. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, sports briefs. Oh boy, where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? They keep everything in place, even during intense jumping jacks. These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, where did that rabbit come from? So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. 5 stars, Nicolicious. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5-Star Theater. There are endless gifts that can make the male friend in your life feel supported and heroic. Gifts that make them feel like they can conquer jumping jacks and perform impromptu magic tricks. And they're all on Amazon. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.